On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, everybody on podcast land, time for another episode of the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. Woo-hoo. We're up to, what, 243 now?
Something like that.
244 something. I don't know. It's a lot. Anyway. We're going to start off with some rapid fire where we try to stump each other with some questions. And I think you'll probably get two out of the three here.
Right. And remember, everybody out there, play along at home and see if you can go 6 for 6. Good luck.
Yeah, if you can, you're a super genius. So, yeah. And I have a non-music related bonus question at the end. So we'll see how you do with that one.
All right. I think I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Who are the current guitar players in Whitesnake?
Well, Whitesnake's not even active right now, but the last guitar players, let me see if I can remember. Joel Hoekstra.
Yep.
He's been in a bunch of bands.
Yeah, he's all over the place, but he's awesome.
And Reb Beach.
That's correct. Woo! Ding, ding, ding. Great.
All right.
Doing double. Well, I guess he was doing double duty with Winger and Whitesnake, but
now it's just Winger for a while.
Now just Winger. Yeah.
We're not even sure if Whitesnake's going to play anymore. They may do a couple of shows, but David seems like he's retired. But you just never know with that guy.
You never know.
All right.
He may get somebody else to come back up him singing, and he'll be out on stage again.
Oh, the big rumor was they were touting Dino Jelesnik to be the lead vocalist, but Dino shot that down. He says, no, because he was playing keyboards and backing David Coverdale on their last live tour, but he says he's not interested. He says David Coverdale is Whitesnake, and I agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the only consistent member through the whole history of the band. It's his band.
Right. And Dino could do it, but he says, nah, it's not my band. So you can respect that.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, question one for you. Okay, here you go. This is a long one. You ready?
Oh, geez. Okay.
Name the bass player that got in a motorcycle accident and was saved by his lead singer, Tamey Down. But while he was in the hospital, he lost his job as the bass player in this band while they were recording their first album due to his injuries. Okay, you following this so far?
Yep.
And here's the hint. He later joined another L.A. band who is recording their debut album and stuck with that band. Name the bass player.
Oh, geez. Jeez. I'll say Blackie Lawless.
Blackie Lawless. Incorrect. You're not that far off. It was Kelly Nichols who became the bass player for LA Guns once he lost his job as the bass player from Faster Pussycat. And you always said you flip-flop those bands around, but that guy was in both bands.
Yeah, that's weird. Because those two bands, I get mixed up all the time.
Yeah. They're slim. They're sleazy. Hard rock, they're similar, but they're not that similar. But there's a similarity between the two, yes.
Close enough. They both wear leather.
Kelly Nichols. There you go.
Kelly Nichols. All right, that was a good one. All right, so question number two for you. How did Ray Gillen die?
I believe he died from pneumonia caused by AIDS, the AIDS virus.
That is correct.
Woo!
Yeah, there was a whole thing about their manager wanted to fire him, or they wanted to fire his manager, but he said, if you fire me, I'm coming out with it, coming out with the news that he had AIDS or AIDS-related diseases. So they fired him. He came out with it, and the record company didn't really go along with it too well. They dropped him, but I don't know if it was all due to that, but still.
Yeah, there's a lot of legal stuff dealing with that whole thing, because apparently Mr. Gillen was active during those times sexually. And there's some lawsuits, so every time that Badlands catalog gets reissued, it gets shut down real fast.
I bet.
So it's a total mess, unfortunately, because those are some good albums, but Ray kind of did it to himself. You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's too bad, because the guy could sing his ass off.
Oh, he was fantastic. But apparently he wasn't the most moral guy on the planet, so whoops.
Well, rock stars are known for morality, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they're all saints, I guess. Okay.
All right, so you're 2-0. Great job.
All right, here, question for you. And this is a band you know all about. How many full studio albums has Def Leppard released? And just to let you know, we're counting Retroactive as a studio album. So how many studio albums has Def Leppard released?
Wow, I'm going to say, I'll say 12.
So close.
Damn.
13.
I was going to say 13. I thought, nah. Dang it.
So, we'll give you a half for that, because some people don't think Retroactive is a studio album, even though it's a collection of tracks that didn't make their albums, but they re-recorded them, so it's kind of a studio album anyway.
Yeah, I'd call that an album.
You get half a point for that.
Okay, well, I'm half a point. Jeez,
you got
okay.
A half point, and I got two, so you have zero chance. But you never know. Actually, we
all right.
Know.
Let's see.
You have no chance, but go ahead anyway.
Yeah, let's see if you get this last one, and then go 3 for 3.
Alrighty.
What do the current lineups of Rat and Black and Blue have in common?
Rat is not active, so.
Well, the latest.
The last incarnation of Black and Blue.
Last incarnation and, of both bands.
They had the same drummer.
That is correct. You remember his name?
What's it start with? What the letters? I don't remember.
P was his first
name. Oh, it's Pete something.
Pete Holmes.
Pete Holmes, yeah, played drums. Yep. But Rad is no longer with us. Unfortunately, now it's Stephen Pearcy's solo band, which is fantastic, by the way. So if you get a chance, go see them.
Yeah, well, they're playing the Keswick Theater where Mark and I saw Mammoth last week.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Danny to go to that one, but he's not that interested. But
I did buy tickets to Mr. Big, so.
Yeah, you got third row to Mr. Big. Ooh,
third row.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh. Yeah, when the guy at the ticket booth said, we just released some tickets, I was like, oh, yeah?
What do you got?
All right. Damn, 3 for 3. Way to go.
But more on the Keswick Theater just a little bit later there.
Yeah.
Question number 3 for you. Okay, here we go. What do the band members have in common from these two Australian 5-piece bands?
Jeez.
AC/DC and the Angels. There's something these two bands have something in common. AC/DC and the Angels. Both Australian, both 5-pieces, both came out in the 70s, both had something to do with George Young, but what do the band members have in common?
Oof.
If you're a fan of the Angels, this is an easy one for you. But if you don't know much about the Angels, it's kind of tough.
Yeah, I don't know much about the Angels. I'll say their last name is Young.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
All right, here's what they had in common. The guitar players in both bands were sets of brothers.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, the Young brothers, Malcolm and Angus, and the Angels was John and Rick Brewster.
Oh, okay.
So you got a half point.
Half for three.
Half
that's
a freaking point.
Not great.
It could be worse, but it's not.
It could be a little worse.
And you throw me some softballs, today, so I went 3 for 3. So.
Yeah, they weren't that hard, but
you must be feeling.
There were questions I was interested in, so
yeah,
you
must be feeling good about me visiting you last week. So you guess, threw me some softballs.
Yeah, it was a good visit. So
yeah, okay.
All right, I have a bonus question for you.
Uh-oh. Non-music related. Okay.
Non-music. This is sports related.
All right.
There are six teams that have the same name in all in two different leagues in the U.S. Hockey.
Pro, right.
NHL, NFL, baseball, and basketball.
Same mascot names. Six. Yep.
Six of them.
Oh, geez. It's not going to be that easy.
Nope.
Any six? I can think of one offhand.
Okay, what's one?
One would be the Giants in baseball.
That is correct.
Football. So I got to come up with five more?
Five more, yep. Oh, and they use all four leagues.
All right.
There's not one that's in all four, but they're...
All right, Cardinals.
Yep.
Jets.
Yep. Winnipeg Jets.
Okay, now I got three more. Okay. Wow. God, how much time do we have? I'm thinking of, is there any Bears? If we count Canadian football, the Lions.
Nope.
Those are both football teams. Damn it. There's no...
I'll give you one that's a football and hockey.
You know what? I don't want to waste anybody's time. We could be here all day and take 68 minutes.
Yeah.
You stumped me. Okay. What
okay.
Are,
this
and they're probably going to be easy, right?
The Panthers.
Yeah. Okay. Hockey.
Well, once you know them, they're easy. Yeah.
Hockey and football. Duh.
Yep. The LA Kings.
What's the other Kings? Oh,
Sacramento.
Sacramento Kings. Duh. And I was thinking of the Kings. I'm a moron. Yep. I'm a moron. Okay, go ahead.
And then baseball and hockey.
Baseball and hockey.
Texas and New York.
Rangers.
Yep.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, you just tortured me. My brain is fried. I had a long day at work today. I just went back. Give me a break.
Well, I thought that was fun. I was laying in bed thinking about that the other night because somebody online was asking. I thought, there's six? So
that's a good sports-related question. I should have went, long time, first time. You know, for your sports radio people out there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Good sports question. All right. Fantastic. And just for that, you know, Danny, let's go to a quick commercial break and be back with our review of the Mammoth Show in Pennsylvania.
Yes. All right. Welcome back, everybody. As everyone knows, Mark came out east to visit me last week.
Woo-hoo!
And we had some major fun, went to a University of Delaware football game, which they got spanked by Villanova, but
real bad.
Yeah, but
did they win the
we had good seats. It was fun.
Yeah,
it was cold.
It was cold as hell. I mean, I'm from California. I had a jet. Thank goodness I listened to my wife and your wife, and I wore that jacket the whole game, or I'd have been dead.
Yeah, yeah, it was cold.
Yeah,
well, it was very windy, so that didn't help.
Yeah, the score was 35-7. That didn't help either.
Yeah,
and I was pulling for Delaware. That didn't help either. Oh well. Did they win their playoff game? Or has they played it yet?
I don't know. I think they played last weekend, but I think they did win.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't keeping track. I've been so darn busy. So we'll have to look that up after. Okay.
Yeah, we'll check it out later. But anyway, so after the game, we went up to get a Philly cheesesteak, went to Pat's. So if anybody wants to say, oh, man, she got Geno's. Screw you. We went to Pat's.
Yeah, I've been to Geno's already, so going to Pat's and A+. Loved it. Great. Fantastic. South Philly, a little scary there, little parts. But,
a little sketchy. But...
A little sketchy, scary, but hey, it was worth it to go there. So
yeah,
it was kind of
cheesesteak
nice.
Was great. And for those of you who don't know, Pat's and Geno's are like the authentic Philly cheesesteaks, and they are right on the same corner, on the same block, opposite corners of each other. So... You either go to Pat's or Geno's, so anyway.
Yeah, I like them both. Next time I'm going to try it with the Cheese Whiz. I did the provolone this time.
Yep. It was... Cheese Whiz apparently is the real way to go, but I went with provolone also. But
I was not disappointed, so.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get some sponsorship from Pat's. What do you think?
Yeah. Yep, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, everybody from Finland. So we got a lot of people listening from Finland. Thank you for listening from Finland. So when you go to Philadelphia, go to Pat's.
Yep,
tell them
totally.
Mark and Danny sent you.
Yeah. Then from there, we drove up to the Keswick Theater, which is in North Philly, and we saw Nita Strauss and Mammoth.
Yeah. Nice little suburb. Was that Glenside? Is that the name of it?
Yep. Glenside, PA.
Nice, quiet suburb there, and they got this old-timey theater. It looks like an old, I don't know. Yep. They was that
like
place.
A Swiss or German type theater. Like fame or whatever. But.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It probably holds, I'm going to guess, maybe 2,000, maybe?
Yeah. I'd nice be my guess.
Slight upgrade. You're sitting in a movie theater. Every seat was good. The sound was good. Nice place to go see a show.
Yeah. We had fifth row, which did not suck.
Did not suck. We got to see Nita Strauss up close, and she's very easy in the eyes.
Yes, she is.
And one hell of a player, too.
Good Lord, she is. She played all the notes. Man, a lot harder than I was expecting.
Yeah.
And they started out with probably five or six instrumental songs, which were, you know, just Guitarmageddon.
Yeah, her band is great. I mean, yeah, they were really heavy. Heavier than I thought they would be, but very entertaining, for sure.
Yep, and then the last half of the show, they brought a singer out, and she said what name band she was from. I didn't know the name. I don't remember it. But so this little girl comes out, and then first thing, she was like, holy crap, what was that? But then she sang, you know, the first start of the song sounded like that, and then she sang normal, and she was great.
Yeah, well, she went from Cookie Monster to Clean, and when she could sing Clean, she had a great voice.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed the second. I enjoyed the songs with vocals more than the instrumental. The instrumental stuff gets a little samey and tired after a while. So they was a nice mix.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't tell when one song ended and the next began, except when she talked and introduced the next song. But,
yeah.
She was so good.
Yeah, entertaining for sure.
Yep.
So if you go see Mammoth and Nita together, make sure you get there early and check her out. She was very good.
Yeah. Then Mammoth came on, and this is my second time seeing them, I think. I saw them open. It was their first main show when they opened for Guns N' Roses and Hershey. So this was second time seeing them, and Wolfie is just fantastic. He is so freaking talented, and it just looks like he's not even thinking about it. Okay, I'm going to whip off this awesome solo right here.
Yeah, very, very humble. I think he was taken back by the crowd because this place was full. It wasn't half full, and these were all people to see him. So I think he was kind of blown away with the reception he got. Everybody was into it.
The crowd was loud. It was sold out.
And it was a mix of older dudes like us. And some younger fans as well. Seems like the old dudes were up front and the younger ones are in back. So I don't know how that worked out. But, yeah, I guess we're smarter. We got the tickets earlier. Maybe.
And we can afford the tickets more than the young kids can.
Yeah, but they weren't that expensive, though, I don't think. Were
nah.
They?
Nah.
They were reasonable. And
absolutely.
Good God, his band is terrific, too. Great drummer. The guitarist who sings with him doubles his vocals. He's fantastic. John, I don't know his name. What's his name? You know?
Yeah, it was John. I don't remember his last name. John.
Five.
No, it was not John Five. No, but
this guy was good. I mean, everybody was good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then they had Frank Sidoris was the other guitar player.
He's in Slash's band, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. So double duty there, and some guy, some bass player dancing around. I don't know what his name was.
Yeah, but man, they
Yannick Gears, I think his name was.
No.
Yannick
Gears. Same dance moves, almost, but
yeah, jumping around, you know.
Yeah,
he was into it. And he was having fun, but yeah,
they played a really good mix of both albums.
Yeah, no Van Halen songs. A couple of old guys next to Danny thinking, "Wonder if he's gonna play any Van Halen." No, they're not playing Van Halen. It's a Mammoth show, 100%.
Yeah, if you want to see him play Van Halen, watch the Taylor Hawkins tribute.
Yeah.
You know, he nailed that, so you know it's like, look, he can play it. So why would you want it's not Van Halen. It's Mammoth.
Yeah.
Just so freaking good, though.
Completely different. I like both. I was pleasantly surprised. I wasn't sure if they could pull that stuff off live, and they're more than capable. They completely pulled it off live, and I was blown away. It made me appreciate the albums even more watching that. So,
yeah, he played Distance just on an acoustic guitar, which was awesome.
It was great.
And then played what he called the next chapter of that song from the second album, right after that, and that was great also. And then everybody's talking about the solo on the song Party at the End of the World, or Celebration at the End of the World. And he just whipped it out like there was like it was nothing.
Yeah, it's like, watch, like Nuno, watch me do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here, watch. I'm not even thinking about it. I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for dinner after the show.
Yeah.
But good Lord, the guy can play.
Yeah. Can sing, can play, plays bass, plays drums. This guy is the full, I mean, he has got it all. I mean, I can't compliment him enough. It was a terrific show.
Yeah, if anybody is, you know, thinking, well, should I go see Mammoth? I don't know. Do it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
Are you going to get David Lee Roth splits in the air? No, you're not. You're just going to get a band up there playing for you. You know.
But you're going to get a guy that can actually sing.
That is true. That is true, yeah. Oh, little Dave Roth there can't sing much anymore. I was like,
nah, he needs to go.
Yeah.
Go retire.
Yeah, so I don't know how many more dates they got on this tour. We saw the second show of this tour, so they're going to go all around the state. So if you get a chance to see them in a theater, small theater, go do it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I saw them in a stadium, Hershey Stadium, which isn't huge, but still. It was outside. We were about probably the 40-yard line, and the stage was in the end zone. So, you know, you could see he's up there, and you could definitely hear it, but seeing it fifth row, a little different experience.
Yeah. It's more intimate. I prefer shows like that. The stadium shows, I don't have much interest in unless I'm really close.
Yeah.
I'd rather see a band and hear and feel, experience a band in a club or a small theater. That's the way. Every show I want to go to now. Forget the
big stuff. Yeah. That's why I'm like ultra excited about Mr. Big at that same theater in the third row.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. And I'm going to see Extreme in a small place at a casino in Palm Springs in February. I might go see Skid Row in December in a small theater too in LA. So, yeah.
Nice.
It's Skid Row and Buckcherry. So.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
I have tickets for Extreme in Atlantic City, and they're playing a fairly small theater, but they have a balcony, and I have front row seats in the balcony. So
perfect.
Yeah, it'll be great. I've seen Extreme, I don't know, 6-7 times.
Never disappoints. Never.
Nope.
Disappoints.
Every time it's just like, good God, how can somebody play guitar like that live and cut it and just.
Yeah. Pretty amazing. So
yeah.
Two thumbs up for the old guys.
Yep.
And nobody came up to us. Nobody said, hey, that's Mark and Danny from the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. Hey, yeah. We were prepared to pay your mortgage for you, but you guys didn't come see us, so
yeah,
nothing for you.
Nope, no mortgage payment.
Or
maybe, sorry.
Or just a beer, but we were prepared. We were ready. We went to the bank. We withdrew all our money, and we were ready to pay your mortgage, but you guys didn't want to do it, so.
Yeah, well, we should have worn our Hard Rock and Trivia Show t-shirts.
Yeah, well, yeah, true. I need to go order some more since most of your family listens to the show too. So
yeah, I need to get one for my daughter. And
yeah, I got to see if I can do that again because that was a long time. We made those a long time ago. So
yeah.
She's not a big interest in them, but I'm sure your daughter would wear them and your granddaughters. I got to meet Danny's granddaughters. Shout out to Charlotte and Ella. And what's the name of that town in Delaware?
Smyrna.
No, the other.
Oh, where they live?
Yeah.
Kenton.
Kenton, Delaware. So Charlotte and Ella, hello. I know you're listening to us in the car with your mom. Make sure you do all your homework and eat your vegetables. You know the deal.
they were both big fans of Mark, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. And I don't tell anybody this out there. This is just between you and I. But Charlotte and I played a game of Uno, and I got my butt kicked by a seven-year-old.
Yep.
And
you were bragging. You were the world champion, and she kicked your butt.
I was bragging. I didn't give her any slack. I played her straight up, and I lost to a seven-year-old. But don't tell anybody out there, okay? It's a secret between just the people who listen to the Rockin' Truth show.
You would not be able to live that down.
But I was disappointed with Smyrna because there was no parade for me when I got there. So, Smyrna, you made the list, okay?
Next time.
Next time, all right. But I enjoyed it. It was cool. His daughter lives out in the, it's complete opposite of L.A. There's farms and Amish people and no
Yeah,
light.
Didn't you see a horse and buggy?
Horse and buggy. I couldn't believe it. I think, what year is this? But it was very cool, very tranquil. I really enjoyed the leaves were everywhere, complete opposite of San Fernando Valley.
Yep, it's pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going back down there on Wednesday.
Yeah, I need to go back. I need to bring the wife out there. She would love it out there.
Anytime.
Yeah, we just got to get you out here to shock your system. I'll take you to Pacoima.
Yeah. I'll come out there next.
Yeah, if you want authentic Mexican food, we can show. We can show. I went to a Mexican place in, was it Delaware or Maryland?
Yeah, it was Delaware.
It was good, but I want to take you to a real Mexican place.
I'm all about that.
Yeah, you walk out just ready to barf because you're eating so much because it was so good. Yeah, you put on 10 pounds when you go to places like that.
Okay, I'm down with that.
All right, cool. All right, it's a date. All right, and you guys ready? We got one more bit for you.
One more bit, yes.
And it's called 6 and 30, and it's going to start right after the intro.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
All right, boys and girls out there in podcast land, it's time to play a little bit of 6 and 30.
Yes.
We string together 6 5-second clips of music, and you have to give us the name of the artist. And, of course, there's always a theme to these because we put them together, and we really enjoy putting them together. So,
yeah.
And you guys play along with us.
And I don't think I haven't heard that anybody has stolen this bit yet.
It's coming down the pike.
Yeah, somebody's going to steal it soon enough.
Yeah, I mean, back in the day, they used to do old radio bits where they'd play, like, 12 songs in a row in, like, 15 seconds or something ridiculous like that. And it was like, beep, and you'd have to guess it on the radio on Wolfman Jack or some show like that.
Yeah.
So we kind of took it from there, and we made it a little easier because, you know, we're special, if you know what I mean. and our fans are special too, so thank you. You're special in more ways than one.
We're all special in some way.
So Danny's gonna go first, and the theme for this, you ready for this? These are all 80s artists that you've heard of. They're all bands that you've heard of from the 80s. They started in the 80s, but these are from 2000s and beyond recordings. So Whoa. You may not be familiar with the song out you're gonna hear, but you might get it based on the sound and the vocalist.
Okay.
So good luck with that.
Yeah, geez. Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. So some of those vocalists and bands should sound familiar, but you're probably not familiar with the songs you heard.
Yeah, there's probably two songs that I've heard, and then the vocalist on a couple of the others.
So you probably do better than expect.
But you gotta
play it one more time.
Well, let's go through this one more time.
All right, Danny. Ooh.
Okay.
Right, you wrote down your guesses there. Some of them I'm sure you're going to nail, but all right. Song number one. Who is
song it? Song number one. I think that's Warrant.
You would be 110% correct. That is Warrant. The song is New Rebellion, and that came out in 2017.
Yeah, I like Warrant.
Yeah,
they're kind of hit or miss, but...
Yeah, that's with Robert Mason on vocals. He's been the vocalist probably longer than Janie was the vocalist. So.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
The next one, I know that's Bullet Boys.
Correct.
I like them, even though Mark Torian bugs me.
He bugs a lot of people. Oh, and there's somebody at the door. Can you hear? That is Casey the Wonder Dog. So we're going to pause this until somebody walks in the house. Okay, hold on. Hey, Casey, shut up. All right. Well, and we're back in. Okay. Yeah, that one song by the Bullet Boys is called Rollover. It came out in 2015. To me, they kind of sound like Stone Temple Pilots on that song.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they kind of went with like a Seattle-type sound. Not grunge necessarily, but the harder side of grunge.
Yeah, that was with a completely different band. I mean, he's had different Bullet Boys. There's been so many Bullet Boys members.
Yeah.
But that's when they said, oh, yeah, we're going to go on tour with this giant band. And it never happened.
Yeah.
But the song is cool. Rollover. All right. No, song number three. What do you think?
Number three. The only thing that comes to mind is Asia.
Asia. Well, you're kind of in the ballpark. The name of the song is Hit the Wall from 2017. And that would be House of Lords.
Oh, jeez.
That was James Christen on vocals.
I know House of Lords uses a lot of keyboards.
Yeah, and it is kind of it does sound a little bit like Asia, but
yeah. Shoot.
So you're two for three.
So next one's definitely Queensryche.
You are 100% right. That is Queensryche. The song is called Bulletproof from 2015. And that is Todd LaTorre on vocals and sounds just like Jeff Tate. So
yeah, but I like Queensryche.
Yeah,
but I hadn't heard that song, but the vocals kind of gave that away because he's pretty distinct.
Right, that band. Yeah, nobody sounds really like them.
Yeah, the next one I definitely know. That's Vandenberg because I listened to that album quite a bit.
All right, from 2020, Freight Train.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you'd get that one. So.
Yeah, I like Vandenberg a lot.
Yeah, so you're
the band's trying to, as we talked about before, the band was trying to carry on without Adrian Vandenberg. Like,
whoops,
are you kidding?
Yeah,
go be a different band.
Yeah, and they switched vocalist again. So the new Vandenberg album has a different vocalist than the one you heard, which was Ronnie Romero, who sang in a boatload of bands, including Rainbow, Deep Purple, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
He'll sing with Michael Schenker. He was in Michael Schenker, Rainbow, a boatload of bands. This guy from Chile, fantastic vocalist. I don't know why they didn't keep him, but they moved on. But, yeah, that's a good album. 2020 from Vandenberg.
Yeah, that is a really good album.
And the last
one. The last one, I think, just based on vocals, I think, is that Jackal?
You were 5 for 6.
Yes.
Yeah. And you didn't know hardly any of those songs. The name of that song is Hammer to the Head from 2016. So
I think I knew two of the songs, that I'd heard two of the songs before.
But the sound, the sound of the bands kind of gave it away. So
yeah.
That could have been.
But that was hard, man.
That could have been disastrous, but you came through like a champ. 5 out of 6.
Yeah.
Damn, I got to make these harder.
No, you don't. Jesus Christ. That's hard enough.
Yeah, I was going to use a Scorpion song. I went, It sounds like Klaus. Like, this is too easy. So yeah, fine stuff.
Well, that's the case for some of the songs I sent you. Some of them are really easy. I know there's one you'll absolutely get, no question. But I love the song, so I put it in there.
All right, so let me get a piece of paper here to make sure. I want to make sure I get this right. All right, I got my paper here. So that's the only way to play this game. You got to write these down quick because 5 seconds goes really quick.
Oh, yeah, when you're focused in on one and then all of a sudden it changes.
Now let's make sure I have a pencil that works. All right, I think I'm ready here. Okay.
All right, the theme here is holiday is in the title.
Have a happy holiday. I bet you're gonna have that. I think you've done you've done Christmas or holiday before. I'm not even sure.
Maybe so. Or vacation or something. But these are all different songs.
We forget.
Yeah, and I definitely didn't use Madonna or the Scorpions.
Good. Well, not Scorpions is okay, but Madonna, yeah. I'm glad you didn't. But I bet you, before I even hear this, I bet you use Enough's Enough.
Well, I'm not going to say yes or no to that.
But I bet.
Okay. How much do you bet?
I will bet.
How about all the money that you make on this show? All of it.
All of it. You got it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, you're on.
All right, here we go. Everybody listen at home.
I thought I was on holiday. I don't want a holiday in the sun. I want to go.
It's a holiday in Cambodia. It's tough, kid, but it's alive. On a holiday. Hooligan loser.
Holiday. It's a holiday. Holiday.
All right, you stumped me on some of them. Some of them I got, some of them you stumped, and I just lost all my money, didn't I? Because I was thinking of that Happy Holiday song by Enough's Enough, which I love.
Enough, they have two songs with holiday in it, and I didn't use either one.
Have a happy holiday. I love that song.
Yeah.
All right, so I didn't get that. But there was two I was stumped on two of them for sure.
Well, I know you know all of these artists.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds familiar, but
yeah,
I'm back first day back at work, and I had an emergency meeting for some kid. And just,
oh, don't be making excuses.
I'm gonna make as many excuses as I can get away with.
It's a Hard Rock and Trivia show. There's no room for excuses.
Yeah, you got a point there. All right, so here we go. We're gonna play this back for everybody else. Maybe you guys can go 6 for 6, but I don't think I am. But I need to get one more to tie Danny.
Yep.
I'm tired of losing to your family. First it's Uno, and now it's 6 and 30. Okay, here we go.
I thought I was on holiday.
Looks like I'm going to lose to your family again.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's see if you get 5 of these.
All right. Hold on here. Let's see. Okay. Number one, I'm stumped, and I know this is wrong.
You love this band.
I do. I had a couple things come to mind, but... Oh, damn it. I'm going to say... It's wrong, though, but Badlands.
No, that's Doug Pinnick singing.
Really? That's King's X?
That's King's X.
Damn it.
Holidays. I love that song. I hadn't heard it before. I started
what album
playing
is that
it.
On?
I was like,
what album is that on?
Oh, shoot.
It sounded awesome.
Was yeah. Ugh. I don't know off the top of my head which album it's on.
But it's got Holiday in the title, so I'm
gonna yeah, the title of the song is Holidays.
I gotta look that up. That sounded great. All right. Track two, The Mighty Sex Pistols.
That is correct.
Holidays in the Sun. Great song.
Yeah, I knew you'd get that one. The next one, I don't know about.
Next one, you threw a really that punk rock curveball at me. But
yeah,
I don't know very much from this band, but I do know this song. That would be the Dead Kennedys.
That is correct.
Holidays in Cambodia. Holiday in Cambodia, which is
yep,
pretty funny title.
Oh, song's hilarious.
Yeah.
You listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that band, but
nah, I could take them once in a while, but I'm not gonna like. I would never have bought their albums.
They wouldn't be in my top 10 punk rock bands of all time for sure. Not even yeah. close. All right, track four is Motley Crue from the last great Motley Crue album, the '94 album.
Yep, that's by far my favorite Motley Crue album.
With John Corabi. Yes, I said it here first. The last great Motley Crue album.
Yeah.
Everything after that was subpar.
Totally.
All right, number five.
Number five.
Is this band, though? I love this band, too.
I think so. I've recently been getting into them a lot. They're an old band.
Yeah, this is a total guess on this, and this is my last chance. I thought of Poco for some reason. Is it Poco?
No, it is not Poco.
Oh.
This is the more melodic side of Nazareth.
Really? That's Nazareth?
Yep.
Wow.
That's why I've been getting into them more. It's like they're not just Hair of the Dog or any of the hits that you know. Some of their songs are great.
Wow. Yeah.
This is one of them. It kind of starts off a little harder, but then the chorus is just pure melodic rock. It's awesome.
And the name of the song, do you remember?
Holiday.
Just Holiday again?
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, because I recently got all those old Nazareth and Foghat albums, and I only know the hits from those two bands.
Right.
But I got to go back and dive into the deep cuts.
Yeah, I've been getting, you know, just putting an album on and listening to it. They're great. I wish I was into them when they were around touring and stuff.
Yeah, and I think
with the originals. I mean,
most of them are probably passed away by now.
Yeah.
But, I was never a big Nazareth guy when they were popular. I missed it. And if you listen to Dan McCaffrey's voice, now you know where Axl Rose got his gig from. I mean, he's a huge,
absolutely
huge Nazareth fan. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got to dig back into them, too. Which is the cool thing about having these old albums. What do we miss? Go back and check them out.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Track six is definitely Kenny Loggins.
That is incorrect.
Wait. Holiday Road is not Kenny Loggins?
Nope.
What?
I always thought it was, too, but it is not Kenny Loggins.
Who is it?
Lindsey Buckingham.
Oh, crap. You're right. You're right. You're right. Damn it. 3 for 6. First is Uno with Charlotte. Now it's 6:30. Man.
Yep. It was a good one. Didn't use Enough's Enough one time.
Yeah. The Davis and Lanuet clan is just mopping me. Oh, I can't believe this.
Well, you beat me on the trivia questions.
Yeah. It's okay. You try to make me feel better.
Yeah, sure.
It's okay.
You do owe me all the money, though.
I do. I will write the check as soon as I get off of broadcasting this, but I have to leave kind of quick because I got to take my son to practice. I got lots going on. Oh, there's Casey the Wonder Dog again. And we got
Casey the Wonder Dog.
People looking at our house. So we got to wrap this up quick, and I promise you the next episode will be a lot longer. Thank you, everybody, from listening all over the world, the Philippines, Finland, I don't know, Russia, wherever you listen to. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. This is just fun for us, but we appreciate that. Hopefully you guys have fun too.
Yeah, okay. All right. Take care. And Charlotte and Ella, good night. Sweet dreams. Pow Pow or Paw Paw, whatever you call
Paw
it.
Paw
Paw. Paw Paw will tuck you in at night. So good night.
Yeah.